episode 206 of Board Game Blitz, a podcast about all things board games that you can listen to in less time than it takes to figure out what you want to eat for dinner. I don't know, what do you want to eat? Board Game Blitz is sponsored by Gray Fox Games. This week, we're presenting the 8th Annual Blitzy Awards! Join us as we award the 2023 Blitzies to some of our favorite games from last year. And now, here are your hosts,
Ambie
and Crystal. One quick announcement before we hop into the main episode, and that is that we are recording this episode a little bit in advance. So we're going to use our foresight and our predictive guessing to think that it's possible by the time this episode comes out, or soon thereafter, that Board Game Geek may start getting ready for the Golden Geek Awards for this year. And, you know, as we have done in the past, if you enjoy our show and Board Game Geek decides to say, hey, come nominate your favorite games and also podcasts, and you wanted to go nominate us, when that happens, we would love it. We don't know if that has happened yet by the time you listen to this, but we figured we'd give you a heads up that that will be definitely be coming in the near future. We just don't know when. It tends to just kind of poof in up here, and yeah, sometimes we're a little behind the ball, but our 8-year anniversary is coming up soon, and we've been nominated a handful of times in the past, which we are so grateful for. So yeah, if you want to see us get nominated for a Golden Geek Award for Best Board Game Podcast, keep an eye on Board Game Geek's homepage and go nominate us when it pops up. No recently played games, because you all know it's the Blitzy Awards. It's our annual award show. This is our 8th annual Blitzy Awards, Ambie. We've done this 7 years in the past, and this is our 8th one.
Wait, is this our 8th or our 7th?
It's our 8th. I looked specifically. Oh, wow. Because technically in May, our 8th anniversary, we're heading into year 9 of the podcast. Yeah.
It's hard to count.
I know, right? Years are a weird thing. It's that whole thing, like, on your birthday, you're turning a certain age, but technically it's then your next year of life, right?
Yeah,
like,
Okay.
My brain kind of breaks when I think about that stuff. But needless to say, this is the 8th time we are giving out the Blitzy Awards. And man, we've got some great games on the list this year, so let's hop into it.
Yeah. So we, in no particular order, we just have our categories of Blitzy Awards this year. So first is two-player games, which I realize now that should have been the second category because it's two-player.
We should have made it the second one, but we said random order, so we're sticking to it.
Yeah, too late now. So for me, my best two-player game of 2023 was Sky Team, which is a two-player cooperative game where you're piloting a plane. There's limited communication. You're rolling dice behind a screen and then trying to place them on the board and working together to try to get certain conditions done so that your plane lands successfully. I played this with a friend. It's one that I would really have liked to play a lot with Toby back before we had kids, but we don't play as many two-player games anymore. So like at this point in my life, I'm not going to play it that much, but it was a lot of fun. So that's Sky Team, two-player cooperative, limited communication game.
And my pick for best two-player game in 2023 technically isn't exclusively a two-player game, but it generally plays best at two, and that's generally the only way I'm going to play it, and that is Fiction, published by All Play Games, is basically the board game version of Wordle, the craze that hit the internet here now, what, a couple years ago? I can't even keep track of time. But with a little bit of a twist, because the person who is giving clues gets to lie. And I was curious about this. I had kind of burned myself out on Wordle, like a lot of people, and I really didn't have any interest in Wordle anymore. But I was curious about this whole lying aspect, and holy moly, this game is fun. If you like word games and you like light deduction games as well, this is a really super fun one. All Play has been hitting it out of the park right and left with their titles that they've been picking up, and this is one that I love. So that's my pick for best two-player game, Fiction.
I played this, but it was at higher player count, so it didn't make my list.
Yeah, you like basically it's one person versus the other side, and you can play with other multiple people on the other side. That's not necessarily a bad way to play it, but I enjoy this most just 1v1. I think that's where it shines. Next up is best strategy game of 2023. And my pick for best strategy game is going to publisher AEG for Shake That City. You all know I love a gimmick. I do. I love a gimmick. And especially when that gimmick weirdly works super well mechanically. And Shake That City has a unique component. It has this little cardboard box that has colored cubes in it that you shake around, and then you push it, depress part of the side of the box, and it releases a 3x3 grid of colored cubes each round, and then you select one color of cubes that appeared in that grid, and you add those tiles to your board in the exact same orientation they were in the little cube grid. It sounds like it would be fiddly and difficult to figure out, but it is shockingly easy to pick up and learn and teach and play. I like tile laying games a lot, and this one has a lot of uniqueness in how you place your tiles on your board because of that little box with the cubes in it. So that is my best strategy game of 2023, Shake That City.
My best strategy game is kind of a cheat because it's Tragedy Looper New Tragedies, which I got as a review copy from WizKids, but this is a remake of one of my favorite games, Tragedy Looper. So it's basically the same gameplay, but it has like some new scenarios. This is a heavy deduction one versus many game themed around time loops. So you're like playing cards and then there's a whole logic grid that you're trying to figure out. So I did play this new version and it's basically the same as Tragedy Looper. So like Tragedy Looper is one of my favorite games, so this is also lots of fun, but it's not different than Tragedy Looper. So technically, Tragedy Looper New Tragedies came out in 2023, but like the actual Tragedy Looper game came out a long time ago.
Hey, you know what? That's fine. We make this award show. We make the mm-hmm. rules.
Yeah.
Next up is the most epic game of 2023. Honestly, there was no choice for me here. It has to be Last Light, which you all have heard in our outros many, many times over the past year because our amazing sponsor, Gray Fox Games, is who publishes Last Light. The designer of Last Light is a friend of ours, Roy Cannaday. We both got to play Last Light multiple times during its development. Like, mm-hmm. I got to play the very first prototype version of it at Dice Tower East years ago, and now it has finally fully released, and holy moly, the production quality on this game, the little, like, the planets, mm-hmm. the light up base for the star in the middle of the whole thing, honestly, it's impressive. And the fact that it's a 4X game that you can legitimately play in an hour, like, that barely exists in the world of board games. So I've loved it, honestly, since the first time I played it. And now it is finally released, so it can go on our list officially.
Yeah, it's fun. And I saw the like production version in the Hot Games room at Dice Tower West. I'm like, wow, that looks really cool in person. Yeah. Have you actually played the physical version? Because I haven't played it since.
Oh, I've played the physical version. I haven't gotten to play the production version, though. I got to play, like, kind of pre-production versions, like, when uh-huh. it was getting closer. But I have not gotten to play, like, the full production version. But I have drooled over it at multiple tables. Like, because I didn't get to play it at Dice Tower West. I was going mm-hmm. to. It's funny. It only takes an hour to play, but I didn't find the time. That's always the irony of board game conventions, right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you all know we don't shill Gray Fox Games for no reason around here. Like, we love our sponsor, but we only talk about their games if and when it makes sense. And we both enjoyed Last Light. So mm-hmm. that is our 2023 pick for most epic game.
Next up is most unique theme. This is Crystal's category because I don't have a pick for it.
Yeah, this one, you all have heard me talk many, many times about how much I love games that come from publisher Sashi and Sashi. And the new game that came out in 2023 was co-designed by Sashi and another amazing designer that we have talked about on the podcast a lot, Daryl Chow. The two of them co-designed this game called Come Sail Away. And you are literally helping passengers board a cruise ship. The layout of each player's board is like the layout of the different like cabins and other locations on the cruise ship, and it's modular. All of the players end up with the same layout, but one player sets it up and then everyone matches theirs. So every time you play, the layout's going to be a little different, and then you're drawing cards with passengers on them of different colors, and you drop them into your boat kind of Moncala style, and you have to make sure that passengers of certain colors end up in the right cabins and other things. I unsurprisingly fell in love with it immediately. This game is both mechanically amazing and also the theme, as many Sashi and Sashi games are, is unique, and it feels really nice and satisfying to play. So yeah, my pick for unique theme for 2023, Come Sail Away.
All right, next up is dexterity game. For me, it's Rafter 5, which is an oink game. We've talked about oink games a lot before. They come in the tiny boxes, but it's a dexterity game where you're building a raft out of little cards. So each card, they're like long, thin cards that represent wood that you're putting on the back of the box, and then you're putting like the meeples on top of it and little treasure chests on top, and it's a big balancing thing, and they're kind of overhanging the box, and then you end up placing cards on top of the other cards and kind of overhanging so that they're not really on top of anything, and then they fall off, and everything falls, and it's kind of like Jenga in that way, because like someone will lose and everyone else wins, I guess.
Yeah, but that's definitely how this one ends up playing. I still haven't gotten to play the physical copy of mm-hmm. this one, but I've played it on the Oink Games app, and I've mm-hmm. mentioned this before on the show, the dexterity, the physics seem to be great, and I also love this game, so I think it's a perfect pick for dexterity game for 2023. Mm-hmm. Next up is Best Party Game of 2023. Honestly, this one is one that I had heard a lot of people talking about, but I didn't know a lot about until I finally, somebody said they had it, and I was like, I want to play that game, because I didn't know what it was about. I just kept hearing people talk about That's Not a Hat, which, like, A, great name for a game. I love, like, if you look at the box, it's like a pink box with a traffic cone on the front, and it just says, That's Not a Hat. And I was like, I don't know what this game is, but I want to play it. And it is a light memory game, and I don't typically mm-hmm. like memory games, but it's great because all the cards have very simple items on them, and you draw them and show them to everyone and then place them face down, and then eventually cards get slid around the table from person to person while they're face down, and you're gifting them to your friends, and so you're like, oh, I'm gonna gift you this backpack, but the card is face down, and so it's a matter of, is that still a backpack or not? And so the other player can say, that's not a backpack, if they think that you misremembered what that card was. It's very simple, so silly, and ridiculous fun. Like, multiple times players would name cards that were face up on the table that had already been revealed, and we were like, yeah, that's that thing. Nope, it is definitely not that thing. So I think this one is a big hit. I think this would be great for anybody who wants to add a light party game to their collection. So that's not a hat.
Yeah, I played the two. I actually got gifted the copy from Ravensburger, but it's not for our group. Like, I don't really like bluffing games or memory, and I thought maybe if I like mixed them I would like it more, but that was not the case for me. And so like it didn't go over that well with our group, but then we passed it on to someone else and then it went really well with them. So I've seen like lots of people have fun with it, just not me.
It's definitely not for everybody, especially like if you've got somebody who can literally remember nothing, it's gonna be a rough time. But sometimes you even people who can't remember well can remember like that one thing, and mm-hmm. you know, it's there's not a ton of stuff on the table, so it's easier than you would think, but yeah, I enjoyed it.
All right, next up is Best Deduction Game.
And we're picking the same one, aren't we?
Yes. So yeah, I played a few deduction games this year. Deduction is one of my favorite categories. That's like one of the categories that I played a lot of. I haven't played that many games, but yeah, I picked Hooky, which is a word deduction game where you're trying to guess letters. So apparently the theme, Crystal, you want to talk about the theme?
Don't say apparently.
When I played, I don't pay attention to the theme.
Okay. Yes. So in Hooky, all of the cards have a kid depicted on them, like a little picture of a kid. And at the beginning of the game, you pull three of the kids out of the deck. And those are the kids that are playing Hooky that day from school. They didn't show mm-hmm. up to school. And then all of the other players get dealt some of the other cards. And throughout the course of the game, you're using words to try and suss out what other kids and AKA what letters exist in play with the other players, because they'll tell you how many of their cards exist in a word. And so you'll start getting an idea of which kids are in play and which ones are not. And you eventually have to figure out what three kids are not at school that day. And Hooky is just a great name for a game. The artwork is super cute and adorable. It's a very unique art style. I really liked this one.
Yeah, and I liked the deduction too. It starts out hard because like you don't know anything. And then eventually in our game, like everyone ended up figuring out the kids who went Hooky, I guess the letters. I didn't know the theme at all when I was playing, but like the letters that we were trying to guess. And then it gets hard thinking of words because like it came down to, okay, there's like a J or a W or an X left. And like, okay, I have to think of a word that uses those letters to be able to ask people if they have those letters.
Yep. And there's a balancing act too between revealing letters that you have. And so it's interesting. It's different. It's cute. Yeah. That's our pick for best deduction game for 2023. Hooky. Mm-hmm. Next up is my pick for best trick-taking game for 2023. I have to say, trick-taking games are having a moment right now, y'all. Oh my gosh, there are so many good trick-taking games coming out in 2024, and I'm really excited for some of those. But for 2023, my pick has to go to Fork. You all have heard me discuss Fork on the show before. It is a trick-taking game where the cards depict foxes, owls, rabbits, and kale, F-O-R-K, respectively. And when players play cards, some cards get played face up and some get played face down. And then you use the food chain to determine who is going to score in a given trick. And so there's a lot of kind of trying to figure out which players are going to play which cards and whether you think you're going to be able to score a certain card or not based on its numerical value. Super fun. I love it a lot. That's my pick for trick taking for this year. Fork.
Next up is best kids game of 2023. For me, I actually was looking at all the kids' games I played in 2023, and only one of them actually came out in 2023. So, by default. But it is also a good game. It's Storytime Backgammon, which I got as a review copy, but Storytime Backgammon, I've talked about on the podcast before. It's a game that teaches kids backgammon using stories. So it's made by the people that made Storytime Chess, which is a similar thing, but for chess. I like backgammon, and then it has little stories about like pirates going around the board, and they want to get to the different areas. It's cute stories. It teaches you how to like count the dice and move space. Basically, it teaches you how to roll and move because my kids didn't know that. And they got better at rolling dice and like counting the dice pips without having to actually count them, which is neat. So yeah, Storytime Backgammon was my best kids game of 2023.
And my pick for best game of 2023 for kids games, I obviously don't play a lot of kids games, but I have to give a nod to Bluey Keepy Uppy. And yes, I'm serious. So those of you who have ever played the classic game Lupin Louie or the slightly more modern Lupin Chewy will be very familiar with what this concept is. It is a kids style dexterity game where there is a motorized element in the middle that is spinning a thing around, and the players all have tokens in front of them and a little lever that they can push, and you are trying in this version of the game to keep the balloon up in the air and not letting it fall and pop, and trying to keep your tokens alive longer than the other players. The artwork is licensed from the television show Bluey, which if you are not watching yet, oh my god, go watch it. It's the best show ever. I don't care if it's made for preschoolers, it is the best. And I actually bought this game specifically for my nephews, who both really like Bluey, and when I gifted it to them when they were visiting here in Vegas, they immediately wanted to get it out. So we had to like sticker everything right away, and then we played it over and over and over again. Oh, and the four-year-old loved it, the eight-year-old loved it, I loved it. Like, it's, you know, just like Lupin Louie or Lupin Chewy. This is one of those games that it doesn't matter how old you are, you can have fun with it. So if your kids like Bluey and you're looking for a cute game for the young ones, this is definitely one that you could keep an eye out for.
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, but we did gift it to our friend who likes Bluey, and apparently she really loves it. And so hopefully I'll be able to play it with them sometime.
Next up is our best new to us game. So basically the game we played this past year that is not released in 2023, but we would like to give a shout out to nonetheless. My pick for this one is going to actually be Descent 3rd Edition. I know I've mentioned it before because I had talked about how I had acquired it but not really played it a whole lot, and over the past year I've gotten to play a lot of different scenarios. We still haven't finished the campaign, but we've played a lot of hours in Descent 3rd Edition. The story is great, the scenarios are fun and engaging. I really like the system of how you unlock new stuff, and it's honestly just a blast. So I'm really glad that I was able to pick this one up, and I'm looking forward to finishing the campaign.
Cool. My pick is also kind of a new edition of a different game. It's a Ricci Mahjong, which I've played Mahjong before, like Hong Kong style. But this year I learned, or the, I guess 2023, last year, I learned Ricci Mahjong, which is the Japanese version with different scoring rules. And like there's a Ricci bet where you're like betting that you're gonna go out, and there's a lot of different scoring rules and stuff. I've talked about Mahjong on the podcast a lot. It's a tile, you get Mahjong tiles, but it's basically a rummy-like card game, but with tile game. You're collecting collecting sets of tiles in your hand and then trying to get a complete set to go out. And there's different types of hands you can get for different points. And when people discard the tiles, you can get them and put them into your hand. And if you like discard the winning one, then you lose badly. And so I played a lot of Mahjong, Richi Mahjong, and then also the app Mahjong Soul. That was like my game of the year overall. And so therefore, it's also the best new to me game. And then I also asked my kids what their favorite best new to them game was for this year, because we'd only played one 2023 release, but they played a lot of other new to them kids games. So one of my kids actually picked a game that's not a children's game, but he picked Skulls of Sedlak, which is a two-player button-shy game, card game, which he doesn't know the strategy for. It's basically like you're taking these cards that have two skulls on them, and you're trying to build a pyramid out of them to fulfill certain scoring conditions. Each type of skull scores differently, and so you're trying to get the highest score. He likes skeletons a lot, so that's why he picked that game. He was able to play it and kind of like follow the rules, but he didn't know the scoring at all, so I beat him very easily. But yeah, apparently that's his favorite game of the year.
I love that he picked that. That's adorable. Yeah. Button Shy should definitely be like, yeah, this is a 4-year-old has approved Skulls of Sedlak.
Yeah. And then my other kid picked Blitzschnell, which is I think I mentioned it on the podcast, but it's a Haba game that I don't know if it's in print or available, but it's a speed jigsaw puzzle game. So there's 4 different puzzles and you pick one, each person picks one, and then there's all the puzzle pieces are jumbled in the middle, and it's real-time puzzle solving. There's like 2 modes. One mode you use a dice and like only one person can pick from the middle, but then the other mode is free for all. So you're all like picking puzzle pieces and trying to solve your puzzle the fastest. So that kid likes jigsaw puzzles, and then the puzzles are of different vehicles, like a car, a train, an airplane, and a boat. And so he likes trains and airplanes. He likes vehicles a lot. So that's like his his game. It's got cars and trains and puzzles. So yeah, I guessed that would be his favorite, and it was.
All right, so we have come to the best overall game of 2023. And what's funny is if you had asked me like a month or two ago what my pick was going to be, I don't know if I would have known. But as you've heard me in a recent episode, Wax Poetic, my favorite game of 2023 has become Freelancers from Plaid Hat Games, the newest Crossroads game that they have come out with. It was released in 2023. I talked about it recently, so I'm not going to talk a whole lot. But basically, I love it. I'm so obsessed and I just want to play it all the time. So yeah, Freelancers is amazing. And if you like silly, subversive games with great voice narration and the stuff that makes fun of common fantasy tropes, Freelancers is definitely something to look into.
Cool. And my best overall is actually a free print and play game called The Secret of Langton Manor. So I mentioned this a while ago on the podcast, but this is a escape room print and play game. There's actually a non-free, like it's a episodic game. So the first chapter is free and the second chapter costs money, but I got a review copy of the second chapter. I streamed both of these on Twitch, and there's going to be more chapters in the future. So this is kind of like a mix between unlock and exit games. It has 10 puzzles, kind of like exit games where you're solving puzzles and then inputting a code and then going to the next puzzle and stuff, but it has more story and it's kind of like a creepy story, kind of spooky, scary. You're like going into this manor and it's kind of scary, but it also uses an app for the code inputting, which actually works really well. It's like you have a little dial that you put in the number code and then it tells you if you got it right. So I think it's really cool because you just print it, and you would think like a print and play escape room wouldn't work that well because you would see what you're printing, but here you just print it and then flip it over. So like you don't have to prepare anything ahead of time. So you have this stack of paper that's flipped over and then it tells you, okay, now you can flip over the stack or flip over the next page and do it. And you cut up things and do some origami and stuff. There's lots of different puzzles. So it has a similar feel to exit game in like the puzzles that I like, but it has more story. So I think it works really well as a print and play. Yeah, I really like escape room. So yeah, The Secret of Langton Manor was my best 2023 release.
All right. So now that we've covered our favorite games of 2023, let's hop back in time a little bit to our last year's Blitzy Awards and talk about the games that we were most looking forward to that were coming out in 2023. And I can go first because was all of the games I mentioned that I was looking forward to did not come out in 2023. So yeah, I had mentioned the Slay the Spire board game, which I don't think it's like, I think it's fine that it hasn't come out yet because it was a Kickstarter game and I believe it is going to release in 2024. I mentioned Iron Forest, which was the new flicking game from Brain Games, the people that made Ice Cool. And I can't find any information about when it's actually releasing. I need to do some more digging, I guess, but it definitely hasn't come out yet. So still looking forward to that one. And then 1001 Odysseys from Asmodee Games, which admittedly, I think was originally supposed to ship in 2020, but they are still actively working on it. No shade. I still love the company and I love their work. And I do believe that 1001 Odysseys is going to be an epic adventure when it finally gets here. I'm really still looking forward to it, even 4 years after it was originally supposed to get here, I think. Regardless, so those ones were what I was looking forward to, and I'm still looking forward to them.
And for me, I think all of them did release in 2023, but I only played one of them. So I played Sky Team, and I did like that. But I also had Noobs in Space, which I haven't played. That's a cooperative card game, I think. And then Lord of the Rings games, Adventure to Mount Doom and Lord of the Rings Adventure Book Game, both came out, but I haven't played those. I still want to play them. And then Disney Animated came out. I heard good things about it, but I haven't played it. Also, the kids game Disney Pixar Cars Launch and Race Game. I don't know if I'm gonna get that one because my kid's getting older. But yeah, I haven't played the Lord of the Rings games or Disney Animated. Like, I still want to play those. Those are on my want to play list, and I just haven't had the chance, or my friend hasn't gotten them.
Okay, so let's see if hopefully I'll have a better track record this year. But what games are you most looking forward to that haven't come out yet that are coming out this year in 2024?
So I was looking at my want to play list on BGG, and I have a lot of deduction games on there, so I'm just not going to mention those since that's just a given. Any deduction
basically
game.
If a deduction game is coming out, Ambie's interested.
Yeah, but another one that's on my list is That Escalated Quickly, which is a party game. It's actually the brought over version of Top 10, which won the Spiel des Jahres a couple years ago, I think. But I think it's like a mix between Wavelength. Well, it's like a cooperative Wavelength party game, but everyone answers and you're trying to order everyone's answers. So like there's some sort of question and everyone has a secret number and they have like answers that correspond to that number and then you order them. So I think that would be fun. And then also, War Story Occupied France is on my list. This is a cooperative narrative game set in World War II Occupied France. But the reason this is on my list is because one of the co-designers is the designer of Sherlock Holmes Consulting the Detective. I probably won't like actually be able to play it because I don't know if we'll be able to get our group together to play this, but it's like story missions, cooperative narrative, but it sounds interesting. So yeah, I like Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective, so it sounds unique.
And for me, the games that I'm most looking forward to in 2024 are sequels to games that I haven't actually played yet, which sounds ridiculous, but I recently acquired a used copy of The King's Dilemma. I was at Gen Con the year King's Dilemma first came out, and I almost bought it when I was there. I didn't. And like over the years, I've been like, ooh, I want to get it. I want to get it. I want to get it. And then I found a used copy here within the past few months that I picked up. And The Queen's Dilemma, which is the sequel, is coming out this coming year. Based on how I know myself and how I like games, I am pretty certain I'm going to like The King's Dilemma. Therefore, I likely will be interested in The Queen's Dilemma. So I am looking forward to it, even though I haven't played the original yet. Similarly, coming out this year is Clank Legacy 2. I have still not played Clank Legacy. I definitely will be playing Clank Legacy. I know I'm going to. I just haven't yet. And I am even more certain that I'm going to love Clank Legacy based on what I've heard from pretty much everybody who has played it. So again, I'm going to like Clank Legacy. Just haven't played it yet. And so I'm also looking forward to Clank Legacy 2. Yeah. So yeah, those are the two that I am most looking forward to, even though I haven't played their predecessors yet. Oh, and I guess I should also mention there are some games coming out in the US in 2024 that I've already played. So I'm looking forward to them getting US releases. Mm-hmm. And some of these I could have theoretically put on my best of 2023 lists because I've played them and they technically released originally in 2023 in Europe. up, but I left them off the list. Hopefully I will remember to potentially include them next year, even though they're on BGG as 2023. So I wanted to give brief shout outs for you all to keep an eye out for what is currently called Surfosaurus Max, which will be called Combo when it comes to the US, and it's going to be about fruit instead of a surfing T-Rex, which, oh my gosh, worst decision ever. Like, so upset about that.
Surfing T-Rex sounds so much cooler.
It is. It is amazing. I am very, very lucky that a dear friend had extra copies of Surfosaurus Max and gifted me one. So I have a surfing T-Rex version, which I'm very happy about. But yeah, that's going to be coming to the US. Kabanga from Amigo is a really light card game that people have already said is likely to potentially get spiel nods. It has a horrible theme because it is appropriated African masks, like, just for no reason on the cards. And the word Kabanga is a made-up word that I guess is supposed to sound African in nature. Cultural appropriation aside, it is a very fun, light card game, and that will also be coming to the US. And then Ito, which is basically described as a combination of the mind and wavelength, actually kind of similar to what you mentioned with That Escalated Quickly. Arcane Wonders is going to be bringing a version of Ito, I-T-O, over to the States this year. Cool. And I got to play Ito a bunch at Dice Tower West, and it is so, so fun. It's very difficult with a large group, but it's ridiculous and great. And if you like the mind and wavelength, it's a party game that you absolutely should look into when it comes out.
All right, that was already on my want to playlist. I was about to add it.
Perfect. Yeah, I think there will be some similarities between it and That Escalated Quickly. They're not exactly the same game, but I think they will be similar in nature.
Cool.
So that wraps up the 2023 Blitzy Awards. We would love to hear your favorite game of 2023, especially if it's one we didn't mention here that you think we would love, because just because 2023 is over and we've already done the Blitzy Awards, it doesn't mean we can't play any other games from 2023. So give us a shout on social media or in our Discord and let us know what games we missed that we need to check out.
And that's it for this week's Board Game Blitz. Visit our website, boardgameblitz.com, for more content and links. This episode was sponsored by Gray Fox Games. There's still time to late pledge for the second edition of Last Light. If you like epic space games but don't want to have to play for hours and hours, Last Light is what you've been searching for. And you can get 20% off other awesome non-exclusive games at grayfoxgames.com by using the code BGBLITZ24 at checkout. Join the Blitzketeer community on Discord for game nights, discussions, and more by following the link in the show notes. Support the show by leaving us a rating and a review on your podcast provider. And if you like us a lot and want to support us monetarily and get some cool perks, check out our Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/boardgameblitz today. Our theme song was composed by Andrew Morrow. Until next time, we blitzed a game and we liked it. Feel of its cards and box lit. We blitzed a game when we tried it. We hope our old games don't mind it. Bye, everyone!
Bye!